You could be forgiven for thinking this is a community club in Peru. But think again. Loyalties are indeed split at the Sporting Peru Social and Cultural Club, founded by Peruvian migrants in Sydney in 1981. Their descendants are celebrating that legacy at an extended family getaway down the New South Wales south coast. Peruvian community leader Edgar Villa helped arrange the annual holiday, and around 60 members of his extended family and friends have come along for the trip.
37 years.
Yeah.
This club is up and down, but we try to, you know, our culture, you know, continue here in this beautiful country.
Yeah.
But our kids is half-half, and we love Australia because they give you a lot of opportunities.
Me llamo Peru.
This is Edgar Villar's sister, Maria Luisa, singing a Peruvian football song for her family as the family waits for lunch to be prepared. In the kitchen is the resident family chef, Hadi Pachas, whipping up the Peruvian national dish, ceviche.
You got the fish, and then you cut it in pieces, small pieces like you see here, and then you put some celery, you can put some garlic and ginger if you want.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's how everybody make different sort of ceviche.
Okay.
That's how I make it.
Add some lemon juice and some onion, and it's pretty much ready to serve.
This dish is one of the typical Peruvian food, special after the hangover. You know, that's next day. You know, and everybody, you know, when you're having a party the day after, they have to have a ceviche.
And after lunch, there is a family kick around. After all, the family that plays together stays together. Vamos Blanquiroja, translation, Go the White and Reds, the national team's nickname. Peru is a country of contrasts, from the jungle to the sprawling capital Lima. But Wilfredo Vega, another senior member of the community, says football is one thing that unites Peruvians.
I think it's in the blood. In most Peruvians, it's in the blood.
Today, Wilfredo is wearing a specially made football jersey. The top half is green and gold for Australia, the bottom half red and white for Peru, both countries' football crests stitched upon it.
I came out here in 1971 and I was 6 years old. However, I grew up in Australia, about football, I think we live it in the blood, you know. And so, but, you know, the beauty thing about it is, you know, we've been blessed because we can actually support Peru and we can actually support the Aussies because we grew up in this country.
And Peru has a rich football history. The country has played in four World Cups, including the first ever tournament in 1930. It's also endured its share of tragedy. In 1987, it lost the Alianza Lima team when its plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean. Edgar Villa, a former professional player back in Peru, knew some of those who perished.
Still painful for us. We lost a good generation, good soccer players, and definitely it's good friends, you know. I know a lot of families from there. Sometimes when I go to Peru, that reunion with the ex-players, and we're talking always that tragedy.
Now a new generation gets to watch the country it loves play at a World Cup, and loyalties are divided. A woman named Angelica in her early 20s says she will support her parents' homeland when Peru takes on Australia in Russia on June the 26th.
Growing up with it, it's always been Peru, 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 but then you're split, but I think your heart in terms of soccer is with Peru.
Another woman, Nicole, also in her early 20s, says she feels differently.
Just because, I live here, I've grown up here, and I respect that my parents moved here for a better life, and, I'm living that better life, so I'm...
Do you feel a bit like a lone voice in the jungle?
I do. Yeah. They all abuse me. Because they're so passionate about Peru, and I get that, but I'm all about Australia.
But for 83-year-old Amanda Pachas, mother of the group's chef, there is still room for diplomacy.
When Australia win, I win. When the Peru win, I win. No problem for me. Because I start long here, Australia. For me, Australia is the best.
Either way, this tight-knit community will continue to dance long into the night.
Con la sangre y el alma, pinto los colores de mi pabellón.
¡Arriba Perú, carajo!